पुरारादं प्रयशं पुरारादं प्रेषयं आशा ब्रह्मवाष्टितमन्तिके ठाता प्रसामयोपेहि स्वापित्रे कुपितं प्रभुं। Thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very near him, "My dear son, Lord Narasimhadev is extremely angry at your demoniac father. Please go forward and appease the Lord." Tateti sanakai rajan mahabhagavathor vakha upetya bhuvikhayena nanama vidrithanjali. Narada Muni continued, "O King, although the exalted devotee Prahlad Maharaj was only a little boy, he accepted Lord Brahma's words. He gradually proceeded toward Lord Narasimhadev and fell down to offer his respectful obeisances with folded hands. Supadamule patitam tham abhar arbhyakam hilokya deva kripaya paripluta uthapyata chishni adadhat karam bhujam kalahi vatsrastya dhiyam krita bhayam." When Lord Narasimhadev saw the small boy, Prahlad Maharaj, prostrated at the soles of his lotus feet, he became most ecstatic in affection toward his devotee. Raising Prahlad, the Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all of his devotees. By the touch of Lord Narasimhadev's hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head, Prahlad was completely freed of all material contaminations and desires, as if he had been thoroughly cleansed. Therefore, he at once became transcendentally situated, and all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifest in his body, his heart filled with love and his eyes with tears. And thus, he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his heart. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Narasimhadev with full attention and complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. Prahlad Maharaj prayed, "How is it possible for me, who have been born in the family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and all the saintly persons could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words, although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness. Then what is to say of me? I am not at all qualified." Om Agyanti Midandasya Kenanjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militham Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Venamaha. On this most auspicious day of the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev, we are here reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. At the time of Lord Narahari's most divine and extraordinary incarnation in this world, he fought with Hiranyakashipu and he killed him. This story we will narrate in more detail this evening. But even after killing Hiranyakashipu, and after destroying all the hosts of warriors of the Rakshasa dynasty, still, Lord Narsingadev was extremely angry. Anger in this material world is one of the most contaminating of all qualities. Anger is born of unfulfilled lust. But in spiritual life, all of these qualities have its perfection in Krishna. Anger could not exist in our hearts unless it originally existed in the heart of Krishna. But Krishna's anger is pure. It is completely uncontaminated by rajaguna, tamaguna, or even sattvaguna. It is the personification of his love. When the Lord loves his devotee, it brings him supreme anger when he sees injustices done to his devotee. When we see how Shishupal, he offended Krishna in so many ways. Krishna liberated him by his great mercy, but he did not exhibit such extraordinary anger. But because Hiranyakashipu was persecuting, harassing his devotee, he became so angry. He became the very personification of supreme anger. He could not tolerate these injustices to his devotee. His anger was so great that he did not just kill Hiranyakashipu in a clean way by just with his Sudarshan chakra cutting head. He was so angry, he wanted to just make a totally gruesome, bloody mess out of that demon. And that he did. And he was roaring, and his eyes were hot as coal. The simply sight of the sight of him caused utter fear in everyone's hearts. After Hiranyakashipu was dead, all of the great demigods and all the great sages, they were relieved. It was like a cancerous tumor being removed from the body. And they all began to approach Lord Nrsingadev by offering wonderful, suitable prayers. But even despite the prayers of all of these great gods, Lord Nrsingadev's anger was not pacified. They were all offering their prayers from a distance. No one dared come near him. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva were scared to death of this form. They could not approach him. They asked Lakshmi Devi, his eternal consort, that you please pacify your Lord. We cannot tolerate seeing him in this mood of utter anger. And Lakshmi Devi, upon seeing this most extraordinary form possessed of such rage, she could not even recognize him. Lakshmi Devi herself was afraid to approach him. In this way, Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, and all the great devatas, they were afraid of the Lord. And here we find Lord Brahma. He is approaching Prahlad, who is just a 5-year-old child. Prahlad, Lord Nrsingadev, is extremely angry at your demoniac father. Please go forward and appease him. Of course, we know Lord Brahma was the Param Guru of Prahlad Maharaj. Brahma initiated Narada, and Narada initiated Prahlad. So upon hearing the words of his Gurudev, Prahlad Maharaj, although only a tiny little boy, accepted Brahma's words. And gradually he proceeded toward Lord Nrsingadev and fell down to offer his respectful obeisances with folded hands. Prahlad was able to do what no one else could do. Lord Brahma is the most intelligent, the most wise. Lord Shiva, most powerful. Indra, Vayu, Surya, they are such powerful gods with such incredible intellects, with so much massive power and wealth and prestige. Prahlad had no power of his own. He was a tiny little boy. He was only in the first standard of school. He didn't know much as far as academic education. How is it that he was able to approach the Lord fearlessly? Because he had something that was special. He was innocent, and he had complete faith. There is the example of the river. When the river flows very powerfully, and even the big, most powerful animal called the elephant, if he goes into the river during high current, he will be washed away and killed. He cannot withstand. But the little tiny fish living within the river can go upstream, downstream, across stream, anywhere without the slightest inconvenience. What is the difference between the elephant and the fish in physical strength? There is absolutely no comparison. But the fish has a quality which gives him more power than the elephant in the water. The elephant does not know how to take shelter of the river. But the fish has learned to completely take shelter of the river. Therefore, he's free and liberated within that river. In the same way, all of these great asuras like Hiranyakashipu, who conquered the entire universe, they were instantly destroyed by Narasimha Bhagavan. And all of the great demigods who are purely in the mode of goodness, with all their power, strength, and wisdom, they could not approach the Lord. But Prahlad, like that little fish, helpless, with no good qualities of his own to speak of materially, but he had taken complete shelter of the Lord with innocence and faith. And therefore, he could fearlessly approach him. When this small boy prostrated at the soles of Nrsingadev's lotus feet, Nrsingadev touched Prahlad with his hand upon his head, and immediately Nrsingadev became completely pacified, became gentle, peaceful. This is the power of pure devotional service. It is by the divine will of the Lord he agrees to be conquered by the love of his devotee. Hiranyakashipu conquered the entire universe. Nrsingadev conquered Hiranyakashipu and all the Rakshasas. And our little Prahlad conquered Nrsingadev by his love, by his bhakti, devotion. This is the supreme power of bhakti, Krishna's name is Bhaktavatsal, which means he is always favorable toward his devotees. In fact, he is always subordinate to the love of his devotees. And Prahlad Maharaj, he begins to speak to Lord Nrsimhadev in ecstatic love. And the first words he speaks are those of his own humble nature. He's saying, how is it possible for me? I'm born in a family of asuras. I'm a demon. How will I offer suitable prayers to you? The greatest intellects and all of the gods have already offered their prayers. Prahlad next to them is considering himself completely disqualified. How will I offer prayers to you, my Lord? All of these great gods headed by Lord Brahma and all these saintly persons, they could not satisfy you with streams of prayers which are being completely in the modes of goodness. Then what is to say of me? I am not at all qualified. Srila Prabhupada in this purport explains that this is the nature of a true Vaishnava. He always considers himself unqualified. Even though he may be fully qualified to serve the Lord in every way, he always considers himself extremely low. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is considered the greatest of all Mahabhagavats, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has prayed, Jagai madai hoite muni se papishta, purishera kita hoite muni se lagishta, that I am more fallen and low than Jagai and Madhai. In fact, I am more degraded than the worms living in stool. And anyone who even thinks of me or says my name will lose all of his pious credits and any spiritual advancement he's ever made. He's not speaking fanciful poetry. He's actually revealing his mind. This is the nature of a devotee. And it is this quality that attracts Krishna. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami, he spoke of himself in such a way that he was the lowest of the low, the most sinful of the sinful. He also compared himself to be lower than Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai may have been very sinful, Sanatan said, but at least they didn't become the obedient servants of demons and malechas and yavanas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing his words, he began to weep. He said, stop, Sanatan, your humility is breaking my heart. And then he said, it is humility alone and nothing else that can win the heart of God. It is humility alone that conquers Krishna. We cannot buy Krishna with money. We cannot conquer Krishna by intelligence. We cannot defeat Krishna. We cannot win Krishna by any of our expert talents. What was Prahlad's position? He was not from a high birth. He was from the lowest birth. He was from the family of Rakshasas. But he could do what no one else could do because of his humility, his faith, and his devotion. You see, unless we become humble like Prahlad, we cannot actually take shelter of the Lord. What does it mean to take shelter? When you cannot protect yourself, you take shelter. Just like during World War II, there was bomb shelters. When the bombs were dropping, Srila Prabhupada explains he was in Calcutta at the time. And it might have been Japanese or somebody, but they were bombing Calcutta. Again and again, the bombs were dropping all around. And there was air raid sirens. And everyone was running to the bomb shelters. Why were they running to the bomb? Even the rich people, the poor people. When the bombs drop, there's not much difference between rich and poor. There's not much difference between literate or illiterate. There's not much difference between the beautiful and the ugly. Between the Brahmins and the untouchables, no difference. They all run for the same place to find some little space for themselves. Why? Because what can you do against the bomb? Even if you're a great expert of karate, are you going to kick the bomb? Huh? What can you do? Even if you are a big politician, are you going to campaign for the vote of the bomb? If you're a big wealthy man, are you going to bribe the bomb? If you're a big scholar, are you going to debate and defeat the bomb? When the bombs come, everyone is helpless, and because they're helpless, they run for the bomb shelter. They run for shelter. That means they have admitted they cannot protect themselves. They've admitted that they have no power to save themselves. Therefore, they run for shelter. In the same way, when a devotee learns to exclusively take shelter of Krishna, that quality alone wins Krishna. But when the bombs drop, people become quite humble because they realize that there's nothing they can do. You cannot take shelter without utter humility. As long as you think highly of yourself, you feel you can do it on your own. You may talk about Krishna consciousness and talk about taking shelter of God, but you really haven't understood it, and you really cannot do it. Until we become humble like the grass, until we become like Prahlad, like a helpless, innocent child before Krishna, we cannot really take shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad, when Hiranyakashipu was torturing him and trying to kill him in so many ways, he was not using his intelligence to try to counteract Hiranyakashipu's offensive actions, nor was he trying to figure out what to do in each predicament. When he was thrown in fire, he wasn't calculating what are the degrees of the fire and what can I do to try to save my flesh and all of these things. When he was dropping from a mountain, he was not trying to calculate how to save himself in so many wonderful ways. What is the velocity of the wind in the air and all of it, huh? You know, these things never crossed his mind. An adult, it would cross our minds. But for Prahlad, it didn't matter. The only thing that was in his mind was just a little child. Just Krishna, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. Krishna, if you want to save me, then you can save me. And if you want me to die, then I will die. That's all. Krishna, I'm yours. He just threw his arms in the air. Krishna, I'm yours. Whatever you want. No power can kill me if you want to save me, Krishna. And no power can save me if you want me to die, my Lord. This was his innocence. This is what it means in the Bible when Lord Jesus said, you must become like a child before you can enter into the kingdom of God. You have to have this innocent, humble faith. And with that, take shelter of the Lord. And Lord Narasimhadev, he was so grateful, with such love toward Prahlad Maharaj. Do you know this story of the Srimad Bhagavatam? In our Guru Maharaj's translation, it's almost 3 complete volumes. It is the longest narration in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam of any particular incarnation besides Krishna himself. Longest explanation. And we find that in this narration, there's just 1 or 2 chapters which describes Narasimhadev's appearance and words. And chapter after chapter after chapter are the explanation of the qualities and the devotion of Prahlad. Narasimhadev did not appear to show his own greatness. Narasimhadev appeared to show the greatness of Prahlad. And in showing the greatness of Prahlad, he has shown the greatest mercy to all living beings. Because he has established how dear such innocent, simple, and humble devotion is to him. And how this is the only way to truly approach him. This is the meaning of bhakti. To take shelter of the Lord. We find in a similar way Draupadi. How in utter helplessness she completely took shelter of the Lord, and the Lord incarnated in another extraordinary way in the form of her sari. What does all of these pastimes mean to us? Krishna can do anything at any time to save the devotee that completely takes shelter of his lotus feet. There is no material impediment toward Krishna saving his devotee or giving his mercy. If he can take the form of a sari, if he can take the form of half man, half lion to honor the benedictions of Brahma, we should have faith that there is no impediment toward him showing his complete mercy to me and protecting me in all circumstances if he simply desires to do so. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna gives his word that for my devotee, I will always protect. Therefore, we must have this faith. Marupi rakobi jo icha tohar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has prayed, my Lord, if you want, you can protect me. If you want, you can kill me. You have every right to deal with me in any way you please because I am your servant. You are my master. A devotee knows that whatever Krishna does is good. It is perfect. He welcomes with a grateful heart Krishna's mercy. Prahlad Maharaj, he was not fearful when he was falling from the highest mountains. He was not fearful when he was cast in deadly fire. He was not fearful when he was eating deadly poison knowingly. He was not fearful when he was falling into a pit of venomous snakes. And yet, how fearful are we that we will lose something we have? When an insect crawls into our room, we become afraid. What is our condition? What is Prahlad's condition? He had, like that innocent little fish, helplessly taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is the goal of our life. All our studying of the Shastra, all of our engagement in devotional activities, all of the tapasyas that we may perform, all the following of regulative principles, it is all meant simply to bring us to the point of fully taking shelter of the Lord. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that Krishna has appeared within his name. And in fact, it was the name of God that Prahlad was taking shelter of. This is what he taught his friends. The perfection of life is simply to take shelter of the holy name. He taught them Sankirtan. So on this wonderful day of Nrsimha Chaturdasi, we should keep this meditation in our hearts. What is the wonderful benediction that is available on this day? The same benediction that was given to Prahlad. Complete shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Narahari. And how to attain it? By meditating on the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj and by following in his footsteps. By really praying, really helplessly getting on our knees from the core of our heart and praying to the Lord to free us from this false prestige, to free us from all of these egoistic conceptions of I and mine, and to allow us with utter innocence, humility, and faith to completely take shelter of his holy name. And when we chant the name, when we hear the narration of the Lord's pastimes, we should be in this mood. When we are listening, we should be desperately drinking in the narration of the Lord's Leela in a mood of totally taking shelter of those words. We shouldn't just hear as a form of entertainment. We should hear for our purification. Like Maharaj Parikshit, every word spoken to Shukadev Goswami was more valuable than his life. Every syllable of those 18,000 slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit, he was in a helpless condition. He was so humble, he was just drinking every word as if it meant his life, and it did. He was taking shelter of the sound vibration of Krishna's pastimes. We have to learn to take shelter of the association of Vaishnavas. We have to learn to take shelter of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We must learn to take shelter of our service, which is the gift of God, which is none different than Lord Hari himself, who appears in the form of devotional service. We should learn to take shelter of the holy prasad that we are given, which is none different than Krishna's mercy. We should learn to take shelter, most of all, of Krishna's holy name, which is always at our side whenever we turn to him. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And this is why Mahaprabhu said, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Only in this humble state of mind can we actually take shelter of the name of God. So with great enthusiasm, let us glorify Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nrsingadev in our hearts, through our words and through our actions on this holy day of Nrsinga Chaturdasi. Thank you very much. Hari Om. Tonight, exactly at 5 o'clock, the initiations will begin. We'll not be even 1 minute late. That is our plan. And we'll have nice kirtan, nice abhishek for Narasimhadev, Prahlad, and Lakshmi Devi. We will also discuss this wonderful pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam of the appearance of Lord Narahari. But I wanted to narrate these few words this morning because we should be in the right mood to hear this narration. Nrsingadev is none different than his name and none different than the story in which he appeared. We should be listening to this story in a desperate state of helplessness, taking shelter of these words. And if you do, you will attain the greatest benediction of pure devotional service. In fact, Lord Nrsingadev is anxiously waiting to place his hand upon the heads of all of us. He's just waiting for us to become like Prahlad, a humble child at his lotus feet. Arivo. Now everyone will go on Harinam Sankirtan.